is our response to you. Praise to you, Lord, our Almighty God. Father, thank you we can sing those words. Help us to hold on to them as we carry on looking at other parts of Isaiah 43. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please sit down. So as we move on through Isaiah 43, other things are said, other statements come up. And in this next section, there's a phrase which says, you are my witnesses. Now, here's a warning. I'm going to ask you to answer a question in a minute. You are my witnesses. What does that actually mean? When we read in the Bible where it says, you are my witnesses, what does it mean? I've got all day. Come on. What is it? It's not a trick question. Telling about what we've seen and heard. Okay, anybody want to add to that or disagree with it? Sharing the Bible with others? Are you adding to or disagreeing with? Adding to, good. Yeah, glad. Just clarify that. You are my witnesses. Those are exactly the things that we're talking about, isn't it? God wants us to have our lives be a witness to him, be an example to others of what God means to us in our lives. Now, can you leave that chair there? Because I'm about to use it. And whoever's moved the other two that were over there, can you put them back? Because I'm about to use them. Are the ones at the back over there? Yeah, good. Okay, now I want us to think about how easy this business of being witnesses really is. And I've got four things that are going to happen. Some people have been primed for this and others are going to be involved. Be picked on, whatever phrase you want to use. Okay. This whole thing about being witnesses, showing something that's important to us, to other people, and thinking about how easy it is. This is what I'm going to think about. Now, Mike, seeing as you're still standing up, when you finished moving chairs around, if you could just sit on one of the chairs in one of these pairs around and about, that would be really helpful. Joe, if you could just go and sit on one of the others. Okay, so that's fine. Now, where's Ida gone? Ida, if you could go and sit on one of the others. Ida is the one that I've primed. Oh, actually, so now where's Lucy gone? Okay, Lucy, if you go and sit on one of the others. Okay. And Ethan. I can't see Ethan now. You know what you've got to do, don't you? Okay. If you go and sit on one of the... Where's Mike going? Okay. If you go and... Now this has gone wrong already. Just, Mike, just move a minute, because I've got confused. I've confused myself now. Yeah, sit back down. I'll get you to move again in a minute. Ethan, if you go... No, you need to stay. Ethan, if you could just go and sit on that chair over there where Mike was sitting. Okay. Now, each of these people are going to demonstrate what it means to be showing something to somebody else. Okay. Now, they're going to have somebody come and join them in a moment that they need to show something to. Okay. Now, this is where I need to be... Very carefully selective. Okay. Can you put your hand up if you don't have a clue what Facebook is? If you don't have any clue at all, I need you to be more honest than that. Okay. No idea at all what Facebook is. Okay. Lynn, thank you. Would you just come and sit with Joe for a minute? Because who is an expert? Because what I want Joe to do... Yeah, you need your phone. What I want Joe to do is, like, be a witness for Facebook. I know that's not what Isaiah's talking about. We'll get back to that. Be a witness for Facebook. Be an example to Lynn and explain to her what Facebook is and how to use it. Okay? Are you all right with that? Okay, that's good. Well done. Right, okay. Now, Minecraft. Does anybody have no idea what Minecraft is? Rod, do you know what Minecraft is? You do? You don't? Keith, right. If you could just go... Ethan, what Ethan is going to do, have you got your huddle? Okay. What Ethan is going to do is explain to Keith what Minecraft is, why is it so important, and why does it take up so much of his time? Okay, right, now, Roy, I'm going to take a wild guess for a moment, come with me. No, move, come over here. Some people have got dinner in the oven. Come and sit with Ida for a minute. Okay. Now, I'm taking a guess that you don't spend much time at home knitting. Ida's going to teach you. Right, okay. You just go and sit down over there. Okay. And now I need one more person. Rod, I'm going to use you this time, because I doubt very much you've done this before. I want you to come sit with Lucy, okay? Lucy has got some little rubber bands in a box. They're called loom bands, right? And Lucy's going to explain to you what loom bands are and show you how to do them. Okay, right. Now, let's just see how we're getting on, because these examples are hopefully demonstrating that it's not always all that easy to be a witness, to be an example, to show somebody something that they don't know anything about. Lynn, how are you getting on? Is Joe making any sense at all?
It's moving so quickly, I can't.
So let me get this straight. Joe isn't making any sense at all, is she? It's not making any sense to you. Right, so you can't keep up with her. Yeah, no, neither can we. So, okay. Sorry, Mike. Ethan, how are you doing?
He's booting up.
Oh, okay, I'll come back to you then. Okay. Now, I don't know who's got the bigger challenge here, but Ida, how are you doing? Oh, Roy's just... I wish I had a video camera that you could all see this. Are you doing all right, Roy?
Yeah.
Do you think this is something you might take on at some point?
Yeah.
No, okay. And Rod, how are you doing? You're doing all right. Lucy, how is he doing? Is he doing all right? Are you doing all right? So this is proving to be much easier than you thought. Sort of. Okay. Now they're having pictures taken. I wasn't actually expecting that to happen. Okay. So how are we doing over here now? Okay, so you're doing all right. Ethan, have you got it started up yet? Keith, does it look remotely interested? You don't look interested. Okay. Sometimes it takes a while to get going with things, doesn't it? Yeah. Ida, how's Roy doing? Is he showing any signs of promise? Any signs of hope? It has to be a lot of practice. Okay. And Rod, are your fingers gone purple yet at the top? No. Okay. You just carry on doing what you're doing there. Okay. Look, these are not examples that Isaiah talks about clearly. Okay. When Isaiah is saying, be my witnesses, the Lord is saying, be my witnesses, very clearly, it's not about Facebook, Minecraft, knitting, or loom bands, much to everybody's relief. When you've had enough, Roy, you can run away. What Isaiah is, say again. Oh, okay. You're going to be there a long time. Isaiah is saying, the Lord said, you are my witnesses. And it comes just after a bit in Isaiah where it suggests that there are people who don't know about God. There are people who don't understand the fullness of God. There are people who can't worship God in the way that we are doing in our church service, because it's just, they don't know where to begin, they don't know what's going on around them, they just don't get it. And so Isaiah says, the Lord says, you are my witnesses. The Lord says, I want you to show them and explain to them and live for me in a way that reflects my love for people, to those people. You know, in the New Testament then, if we jump ahead to the New Testament and we get to the book of Acts, and Jesus there is reflecting something of what is said in Isaiah when he says to his disciples, just before he returns to heaven, you will be my witnesses. Where? Where did that happen? Acts 1 verse 8. You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. There's no limits. God isn't saying, can be my witnesses over here, but just ignore that bit over there. God is saying, you are my witnesses to the ends of the earth. A bit further on, we can think about how the church is spoken to and said, and told, you are my witnesses. You see how this all connects together? The things that Isaiah was talking about to God's people are connected all the way through the Bible, all the way through history, and come right to us. Now listen, we're asking this question, God's mission, does it matter? If we conclude today, no, it doesn't matter. We'll just carry on having our little holy huddle and be cozy together as church, and God's mission doesn't matter anymore. That's not going to be really all that helpful, is it? If people in the past had decided that, how would I, how would you, how would we have found out about the love of Jesus in our lives? How would we have had the opportunity to respond and be Christians and live for God in the way that he calls us to? It just wouldn't have happened. God's main mission purpose, as we all know, is for us to be able to reflect him to other people, to be involved in his mission to those who don't yet know the name of Jesus. When we remember all the things that we're blessed by in our lives, the things that we were talking about in that first part of Isaiah 43, when we think about those things and we want to say, yes, God, I accept you and I love you and I realize that you have been strengthening me and sustaining me and all those other things, it doesn't make sense if we then say, and so I'm going to keep that all to myself. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Isaiah 43 encourages us to be witnesses for God in everything that we